Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
The reason why I know what it's like outside is because I went and had a look in the car park, and in the car park is a mobile pantry that is being driven around the island by Abby. It is Abby, isn't it?
It is Abby, yes.
Afternoon, Abby. How
Good
are you?
Good afternoon, Ian. I'm really well, thanks.
Do you know what? Just by spending 10 minutes with you, your smiley face, you are the perfect person to go around in this pantry and hand out food. I'm guessing that's what it's all about.
Yeah, so the mobile pantry, basically, it's part of the pantry scheme where people can sign up as a member and pay £5 but go away with up to £15 worth of groceries. So the mobile pantry I run, I have dried goods and tinned food because I don't have fridge and freezer capability, but other pantries on the island do have fresh food available as well. So people can choose where they want to go and what they want to get, really. And it's just there to help with shopping. When obviously all the costs of everything are going up, it gives people an option to save a bit of money as well.
How fantastic is that? Because obviously there's been numerous pantries and places where you can go and get food. But what about those people that can't travel? And this would eradicate that issue, won't it?
Yeah, hopefully. So I'm currently doing three pantries. I'm doing one in Cowes, which is based at Northwood Cemetery. That's on a Monday morning. On a Wednesday morning, I'm in Lighthouse Church in Sandown. And then on a Friday afternoon, I'm currently based at the West White Sports and Community Centre in Freshwater. So obviously people from those areas and surrounding, if they can travel, will be able to come and see me there.
Prepare to be shocked, listener. How long have you been doing this for?
I started running the pantry last week.
So it's only been going a week?
Yeah.
And you're smiling and what's the general feeling out there at the moment?
I think the general feeling is that there are a lot of people who are struggling, mostly because obviously bills are going up, the mortgage rates have gone up for those who are homeowners, and that's really difficult. That's because our wages haven't gone up to reflect that, obviously, and the price of food is going up, as we know. So all of those things combined have just made the cost of living even harder for people than it was before. But the general feel I've got from being at the pantry and people coming to sign up is that they're actually just really grateful that there is a service out there that they can take advantage of to be able to reduce their bills a bit but still get some of those basic essentials that they need in their cupboards, in the kitchen, ready to feed their families.
I'm so pleased that there are people out there that are doing this, like yourself, not just you doing this, but actually people taking you up on the opportunity to be able to come and get food and not thinking, well, I can't do that. There's a stigma attached. So I'm so pleased that people are doing this. They're putting that to one side. Because you mentioned something off air, and it does. We should remind people of this. There are many people out there that have taken out mortgages in the last couple of years, and because it was fixed, and now they're coming out of that fixed, their mortgage has rocketed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everything seems a problem.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we've got things like Aspire and other food pantries and food banks and so on and so forth. But are you going out and about and meeting people? And you know, some of those people might not have a car, they might find it really difficult to travel, and you going out and meeting all these people and taking the food pantry to the people in the, you know, where the towns that you're going. I just think this is amazing, really amazing. So well done you, and well done whoever thought of it. It's a genius idea.
Yeah, thank you.
So how many days are you doing?
So I do 3 days at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
Well, it's always dependent on funding, obviously. But if more funding comes in, then there may be an opportunity to do further locations. But that's at the moment, that's a watch this space and we'll see what happens. At the moment I'm doing Cowes and Sandown and Freshwater.
How does it work then? You get in your van. You obviously, before you get in the van, you've got to make sure that it's all refreshed and you've got everything in there that you need.
Yep, so I do all the shopping, which, like I say, I've got tinned and dried goods, so it's quite easy. So it's mostly things like beans and tomatoes and sometimes some tinned meat or pulses and lentils, things like that, just very easy to cook options. So I do all the shopping, I get it all loaded up in pretty boxes in my van, it's lovely. and then I drive my van to, obviously, the location, I have a couple of tables in the back of the van as well. I get those out, set the tables up, put all my boxes out. I've got really clear signage to let people know sort of what the equivalent cost is of each item so that they know that they're getting their £15 worth-ish when they come to see us. And I've tried to make it a good deal for people. So I've done my best where possible to kind of undersell, as it were, so that people do go away with at least £15 worth when they give me their fiver. So,
I mean, it saves them petrol.
Yes.
It saves them all sorts of stuff. I mean, I just think, honestly, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? It really, really is. So when you sort of, you got your van all filled up, you drive to the town that you've got to go to, is there a set time that you can go to? Is there, how many issues are there when it comes down to parking? Can you park anywhere? Is there a specific place that you've done a deal with and so on?
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate. At Cowes, Northwood Cemetery have very kindly said I can park up there and do the pantry there. And I'm there. The timings I've got at the moment are I'm at Northwood Cemetery on a Monday from 10:30 till 12:30. On a Wednesday, Lighthouse Church, again, I'm using the building and I park the van in the driveway, so it's very clear that I'm there. But we're running a coffee morning at Lighthouse Church as well, alongside the pantry, so people can come and have a cup of tea and a biscuit and do their shopping. And it's really just a lovely environment to be in. Again, that's 10:30 till 12:30 every Wednesday. And then Freshwater, I'm at West White Sports and Community Centre in the car park there from normally 3:30 to 5:30. But this Friday, tomorrow, I'll be there from 2:30 to 4:30. There's just been a slight change to the schedule for this week. But next week, I'll be back to the 3:30 again.
OK, brilliant. So you're out and about. So where are you going from here?
From here, what day is it?
It's
Thursday.
You've had one of them weeks, have you?
Yeah, I never know where I am now, but it's fine. From here, I'm going back to the office in Ryde because I've got some paperwork and things to get set up ready for my pantry tomorrow, and then I'm going to do a shopping order.
Okay, and then you'll be all ready and you'll leave and you'll park up. Have you ever had the moment where you've run out of food?
Nearly. Last week, really? My first pantry at Freshwater, I was very glad I stocked up a lot before I got there because I had 16 people sign up within the first hour, which was brilliant, and I'm really pleased that they all came and saw me. But it meant that my stock was very much depleted, so I had to do a shop over the weekend ready for the Monday pantry this week. I'm still working out all those things because obviously until people come and buy stuff from the pantry, as it were, I don't know how much of everything I need yet. I'm still working those things out. So
yeah, well, you've only been in the job a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, amazing. So you mentioned people signing up. Now, can you sign up before you know, online or something, or do they have, when they pop along, they can sign up then? How easy is it? How long does it take?
So it's a very simple form. It's just two pages. One page is for your information and the other page is the terms and conditions of the pantry. And I just need a signature for both to say you're happy to use the pantry and happy that, you know, the food might change every now and again and things like that. If you want to sign up, you can either email me, which my email address is abby@lweh.org.uk.
Oh, you better just do that again.
Yep.
Because there's a little old lady that's just, what does she say? Hang on, I haven't got a pen.
Okay, get a pen. And if you want
to
sign up form.
Wait for her to get a pen.
Yep.
Ready? Pen ready. Right.
Abby, A-B-B-I, @lweh.org.uk. If you email me, I can send you a form via email that you can then complete and send back to me or print off and bring with you to the pantry. I also do have paper copies with me at every pantry that I go to anyway. So if you want to, you can just turn up on the day, fill the form in. It takes about 5 minutes, if that, and then you'll be able to do your pantry shopping on the same day still.
How do we pay?
Cash or card.
Oh, right. OK, you've got everything set up then?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. OK, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, very simple.
OK, so that's really, really simple.
Yeah.
Really, really easy. You go along and you just sign up and it takes literally minutes.
Yes.
Sign away and then you get your £15 worth of food.
Yeah.
Now, you're in a van.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it's not a walk-in van, I noticed. So how does that work? Do they get to see everything that they can purchase?
Yeah, so I have two big long tables that get set up, and then everything is in crates, so they all get put on the tables, and it's all clearly labelled so people get to see, oh, OK, I've got baked beans, I've got fish, I've got tomatoes, I've got pasta, I've got rice, I've got washing powder, or whatever it is that's in the box is clearly labelled, so everybody can choose what they want from the boxes they're interested in.
Okay, I mean, it sounds fascinating, doesn't it? It really does. But I've got one more question. Mm-hmm. I've probably got loads, but I've got one more question. You mentioned you have to replenish, you have to go shopping, mm-hmm. you have to do. Can other people help? Just say, for instance, people now listening, thinking, well, do you know what? My mortgage is okay. I'm quite stable. I can maybe donate some tins or whatever. Can they do that? And if so, how?
So because it's a funded project, we have money that we have to spend on the pantry. But I think there will be times when I maybe need a specific item, and we will be probably looking to put a shout out on our social media pages to say, oh, we're running low on soup. Can people please donate some to Aspire? So the best way to find out about things like that is to keep an eye on Facebook, the Aspire Ride page. Also, for finding out about when and where the pantries are going to be, you can follow the Living Well service for West and Central. We'll cover cows and freshwater, and the Living Well service South on Facebook. They will cover Sandown. So anytime if a time changes or anything like that, and I haven't got your email or phone number, you'll be able to find it out through the Facebook page that, yes, I'm definitely going to be there. Or if for any reason I'm not going to be there, we'll be able to let you know that way as well.
I think we should just make the point again of if there are people out there and they're thinking, well, maybe that I don't qualify for this, or maybe I shouldn't because I've got a job. We've just explained there are people out there. Yeah, you might work.
Yeah.
And you might have found yourself in difficult times through absolutely no fault of your own.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel embarrassed, because more and more people are getting into this, mm-hmm. and having to be helped.
Yeah.
So, you know, go and sign up. Go and do it. Don't feel embarrassed.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is absolutely no criteria at all for being a member of the pantry. Anybody can be a member of a community pantry. And so obviously I've got the mobile one, but there are other pantries across the island as well. If people want to use those, all the information's on the council website for those as well. But yeah, there's no criteria to sign up. You don't have to be on a certain benefit. You don't have to be, looking for work necessarily. You could be a double income household, but you'd still need that helping hand. And that's what the community pantry is there for.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you want to promote before you go? Because I know you've got a long list of stuff there.
I have got a bit of a list, yeah. But just to say, if anybody is ever in Ryde or around Ryde on a Tuesday through to Friday, we have a warm welcome space open at Aspire from 11:30 till 1:30. And we also do a community lunch from 12 till 1 on those same days. It's completely free. So if you happen to be visiting Ryde for the day and you want to come and get lunch, you can get it for free at Aspire every Tuesday through to Friday, 12 till 1. Just go in the Wood Street entrance and follow the path down, and you'll find us all having lunch. Also, with the community pantries, we are looking to have members from the Citizens Advice Bureau team there as well. So if anybody's got any queries or needs some help or advice, you can obviously speak to them at the pantry while you're there. You can do your shopping and have a chat with someone. We've had some people from the Living Well team there recently as well. And again, we're the Living Well team are like a signposting service. So if you mention anything that you maybe need some assistance with, our job is to signpost you to other organisations that can help you. So, yeah, there's lots of things all combined, really, in the community pantry space.
Fantastic. Anything else there? Or have you covered it all?
I think I've covered it all.
Good.
Feel free to come and find my smiling face the pantries.
I was just coming to that. You're the perfect person for this.
Thank you.
I really wish you the best luck. I know you've only been doing it for a week, but I think you're going to be absolutely phenomenal about it. I think they'll be writing about you in all the newspapers soon.
Oh, gosh.
You'll be the equivalent of that bloke that was dancing on White Link a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. I'm not just saying it. That's what I think you're doing a terrific job. Lovely to meet you.
You too.
Privileged
Thanks.
To spend some time with you.
Yeah.
And good luck. And you know where we are if you want to come back and promote that you're doing other days.
Yeah, thank
you. Soon. All right.
I will.
Thank you, Abby.